بالوضوء الأخلاق. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did the hadith and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu anna rajulan asaba imra'atan qublatan fa'atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'akhbarahu asaba min imra'atin qublatan fa'atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'akhbarahu fa'anzala Allah ta'ala wa'aqim salata turafa innahani wa zulafa min al-layl innal hasanati yuthibna siyyat. فقال رجل ألي هذا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال جميع أمتي كلهم متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. He says that a man had kissed a woman by mistake. We explain the hadith from Tirmizi Sharif, which explains detail that there was a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had sent him out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this person was gone, then his wife had come to buy, purchase khajur dates from one Sahabi. And when he came to buy dates, then the Sahabi was taken back by this woman's beauty. So he had told this woman that I got better quality dates in this room. You should never think bad of any Sahaba, but sometimes Allah Pak would make them make these mistakes so we could learn. If they hadn't made this error of judgment, these mistakes, how could we have learned and how could we have benefited? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes made them do these things so that we can learn from their actions. So anyway, he tells this woman that inside this room I got better quality dates. So when this woman comes into this room, this person couldn't help himself and he kisses this woman. And immediately she tells him that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this worked on him immediately. Sahaba were not like us. Immediately this worked on him and it troubled him. But he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what I have done. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, that perform salah the two ends of the day and the early part of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ سَيِّئَاتِ, verily good deeds, they expiate, they wipe out bad deeds. So this person asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this only for me? Is this a specialty that you're telling it's for me? Or is this for the whole ummah? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, this is for the whole ummah. Every one of them, that if they do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that it will wipe out their bad deeds. The other hadith we did, which is very similar, and Anas radiallahu anhu, قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا رسول الله أصبت حدا فأقمه عليها وحضرت الصلاة فصلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما قضى الصلاة قال يا رسول الله إني أصبت حدا فأقم فيه كتاب الله. A man came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, I committed a crime. Now you mete out the punishment. Sahaba was such that whatever it was, we prepared, we take it in this dunya. The embarrassment, if we need to take embarrassment, we'll be embarrassed in this dunya. If it is punishment, physical punishment, we'll take it in the dunya. But they were not prepared like us, unfortunately, to leave things for the akhirat, that we'll sort it out there. They wanted to sort their affairs out here complete. So the day they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they clean. Allah Pak also give us that desire that to sort out all our matters in this dunya. Don't leave anything for the next day, next thing for akhirat. So this sahabi, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately. And that time they knew that they wasn't not playing like now. If a person had to be publicly whooped, he would be publicly whooped. If he had to be publicly stoned, he would be publicly stoned. If a person had to be given any other type of penal punishment, then it would be meted out immediately. They wouldn't delay it. And publicly done. So they were not personally concerned about what will happen to them in this dunya, but they were worried that they must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. So it was the time of salat and this person had come, And then he performed salat. So after salat, again he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "Mete out this punishment against me." Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam asked, "Hal hadarta ma'ana salata?" Were you present here with us for salat? وَقَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, "Yes." قَالَ قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him, "Allah Pak has pardoned you." So here we explain, this wasn't meant for the had. Had is penal punishments where a person's hand has to be cut off for stealing, or a person has to be stoned to death for committing zina, or where a person needs to face any other, for example, he killed somebody, so now his life has to be taken by a person's by his head being also taken off. So this is in those type of penal punishments in Islam, but this is referring to something known as ta'zir, where a person does something wrong and he has to be reprimanded, and sometimes the type of reprimand that a person gets will be some lashing in public, so he knows that he feels the pain of it and also the embarrassment he feels, so he doesn't return to that type of crime. So this was some minor crime that he had committed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that grief in his heart and that regret, and the fact that he came and he was present, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that the salat is sufficient to expiate your and to wipe out that guna that you have committed. Today's hadith, وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها ويشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها ويشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with a servant that he eats something and he makes shukr for it, or he drinks something فيحمده عليها, and he makes shukr for the drink that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. What it means here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with very little. In other words, a person had something to eat and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak is happy with that person. A person drinks something and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a simple thing. He's just drinking something and thanking Allah Pak for that. Allah Pak is pleased with this person. In other words, Allah's mercy is such that he gives you so much and he does so much for you. You need to do so little and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets pleased. One short hadith and we'll finish off. Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, "Inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil layli liyatuba musi'un nahar, wa yabsutuhu yadahu bin nahari liyatuba musi'un layl, hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha." Rawah Muslim. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Pak extends his hand at night to forgive that person who repents for the gunas, for the sins that he had committed in the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends his hand in the day so that he may forgive the person that committed gunas at night, committed sins at night. Hatta tatlu'a ash-shams, until the sun rises min maghribiha, from the west. In other words, right up to the day of Qiyamah, this is the style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's extending his hand at night to forgive the person that made a guna during the day. And he's extending his hand during the day to forgive that person that made a mistake at night. In other words, Allah is waiting to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to forgive. This extending the hand is an expression. It doesn't literally mean Allah Pak is extending his hand, but it's an expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive that person that asks for forgiveness. So therefore a person shouldn't lose any hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing on what we have heard. As we know, today is Friday, then we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and read Surah Kahf, and we should try and come as early as possible for Jumu'ah Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.